This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. We are continuing our journey with those special women who played a huge role in building our religion, our nation as Muslims. Today, we are still in Mecca, where a young lady by the name of Asma was born to a blessed family of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. She's the older sister of the wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyida Aisha. She's actually half-sister of Sayyida Aisha. Her mother name is Qutaylah. Sayyida Asma was one of the early Muslims. She was in fact the 18th person who accepted Islam in Mecca. And she spent a lot of time in the house of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, being a direct student of him. She ended up marrying Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, who is relative of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam from his paternal side, but he was also one of the 10 people who were given glad tidings of entering Jannah by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam decided to migrate to Medina and took her father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as the companion, she stayed in the home of her father. And the door was knocked, and she opened the door, and there were a group of men from Quraysh, led by Abu Jahl, who asked her directly, "Where is your father?" And she responded, "I don't know. He left." And immediately, Abu Jahl slapped her on the cheek to the point that she was wearing two earrings. Both fell from her ears. She was pregnant when she followed her father and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, taking with her her younger sister, Sayyida Aisha, and the mother of Sayyida Aisha, so basically her stepmother, actually, which is Roman. And she guided them and led them to Medina. Now, as she was doing this, she was pregnant. And she actually delivered as she arrived Medina, and she gave birth her son, Sayyidina Abdullah. And Abdullah ibn Zubayr was the first newborn in Medina. And he was actually carried by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who gave him his name. And he also did the sunnah of the newborn, which we call it at-tahniq. Basically, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam chewed dates, made them like a paste, and then took part of this paste and then just rub it on the gums of the newborn, Sayyidina Abdullah. One other thing Sayyida Asma played a role in the migration. So basically, when you remember the migration of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and you want to remember a woman, the name Asma bint Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with her, comes in right away. As they were moving to Medina, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, she was the one who come daily from her house in Mecca and give them food. And she was carrying both water and carrying food, and she was pregnant. So this is very famous about her, that when she wanted to bring the food and the water, she couldn't put them both on the camel. And she actually took her belt and cut it half and tied once to each side of the camel, put the food on one side and the water on the other side of the camel. And for this, she was given one of the nicknames she had is actually Dhunna Taqeen, the woman of the two belts. So she arrived in Medina, lived with her husband and her son, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. She used to send her son to the house of his aunt, Sayyida Aisha, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to learn firsthand from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Spend a lot of time, Sayyidina Abdullah, with the Sayyida Aisha, to the point that Sayyida Aisha didn't have a son. She was given the nickname Abdullah, the mother of Abdullah. When Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr grew up, he was one of the most famous companions, especially in the narration of the sayings of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyida Asma, even as she got older, she stayed as courageous if not even more, than when she was younger in Mecca. Later on in life, after Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr, at the time of the Muawiyah Khalifa, he was encouraged to run to become the Khalifa. And he was encouraged by people from different countries, Syria, from Iraq, from Mecca, from Medina. So he led an army to take over the Khalifate from the Amoan dynasty. At that time, Al-Hajjaj al-Thaqafi, who used to live in Baghdad, also led an army and started fighting against Abdullah ibn Zubayr. At this point, many of the supporters of Abdullah ibn Zubayr left him. And he actually ended up in Mecca, and his mother was with him. At this time, she was more than 100 years of age. She lived for a long time. And he came to her and he said, "Mom, mother, many of my supporters left me. Should I surrender to Al-Hajjaj? Because they promised me if I surrender, I will live. Or I continue to fight. And if I continue to fight, the possibility of me dying is almost certain." Now, 100-year-old mother, this is her only son, she looked at him and said, "Did you fight for the truth or for falsehood?" And he said, "For truth." Then she said, "Keep fighting." And of course, he was killed. After he was killed, Al-Hajjaj actually asked her to come and take his body. She refused. And she said to him, courageous woman, she said, "You took from him his life in this dunya. You took his life or his dunya. But guess what? He took your hereafter." May Allah be pleased with her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage that this woman had. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us work for this deen as she did.